Torts intentional torts dot issue. Intent dot rule. Intent to do actual physical conduct or awareness with substantial certainty that the result is going to occur dot issue. Transferred intent dot rule. If D sets out to commit an intentional tort against particular person and a different tort result or different person is victimized, D is still liable of tort dot issue. Battery dot rule. Point 1. Harmful or offensive contact with P's person. Point 2. Intent. Point 3. Causation. Point 1. Is measured by reasonable person standard. Offensive equals unpermitted by a person of ordinary sensitivity. Person includes anything connected to P dot issue. Assault dot rule. Point 1. Reasonable apprehension by P of immediate harmful or offensive contact. Point 2. Intent. Point 3. Causation. Point 1. Equals awareness, recognition, or knowledge of imminent battery dot does not mean fear. Apparent ability to commit battery is enough. But if P knows it is not dangerous, not assault regarding point 2. Immediacy, words alone never have necessary immediacy. Any menacing behavior is enough, words accompanied by conduct may negate immediacy. Example: I'll kill you if you don't pay it by tomorrow. Issue. False imprisonment dot rule. Point 1. Commit an act of restraint. Point 2. Result in a confinement in a bounded area. Point 3. Intent. Point 4. Causation as to act of restraint, threat is enough. Omission of act can be restraint, if there is a pre-existing duty to help P move around. Period of time of confinement is irrelevant dot but may be relevant for measuring damages. P must aware of confinement or, if P is not aware, suffering injury is necessary as to bounded area. P must be confined in all directions excluding from, keeping out of, denying access to particular place is not enough. Must be no reasonable means of escape which P can reasonably discover. Special affirmative privilege for shoplifting detention. 1. There must be a reasonable belief as to the fact to theft. Point 2. The detention must be conducted in a reasonable manner. Point 3. The detention must be only for a reasonable period of time, and only for the purpose of investigation. Issue. Intentional infliction of emotional distress. Rule. Point 1. Outrageous conduct. Point 2. Intention to cause emotional distress or recklessness as to effect of D's conduct. Point 3. Resulting in severe emotional distress. Damage. Point 4. Causation. Outrageous equals a conduct that exceeds all bounds of decency tolerated in a civilized society. Verbal insult or name calling is never outrageous. 4 hallmarks make outrageous. 1. In public. Point 2. Continuous and repetitive. Point 3. Common carrier. Airline, bus, train. Or innkeeper. Point 4. Vulnerability of the P. Member of fragile or susceptible class of persons. Fragile or susceptible class of persons, dot a, young children, dot b, elderly, dot c, pregnant woman, dot d, especially fragile, dot as to dot d, generally not considered, but if d knew, then consider. Bystander may recover for IIED. Point 1. D intentionally caused physical injury to another person. 2. The bystander was present at point 1. Point 3. The bystander was a close relative of the injured person. Point 4. D knew dot a, the presence of the bystander and dot b, the bystander is a close relative of the injured person. 5. The bystander suffered severe emotional distress dot issue. Trespass to land dot rule. Point 1. Act of physical invasion of land. Point 2. Intent. Point 3. Causation, physical invasion, entry to someone else's property dot including throwing physical objects into it. Intangible matters. Odor, noise, etc. are not physical invasion. May be nuisance. Remaining on land after the legal entry constitutes a physical invasion. Intent, no need of awareness of another's land. Intent to go where D are going is enough. Land includes air. Reasonable distance. And subterranean space of the land. Issue. Trespass to chattel. Rule. Point 1. Interference with P's right of possession in personal property. Chattel. Point 2. Intent. Point 3. Causation, personal property, anything except land and building, interference with P's right of possession. Point 1. Damaging the property. Point 2. Stealing or taking it away from owner and depriving him of possession. Intent, intent to act is enough, damage must be modest or moderate. Issue. Conversion. Rule. Point 1. Interference with P's right to possession in personal property. Point 2. Intent. Point 3. Causation. 4. Damages, personal property, interference, intent, same as trespass to chattel, damage, must be extensive, special remedy is available, purchase price. Fair market value. Of the object as of the time and place of conversion, a bailee receiving without notice and returning the stolen property is not liable of conversion. Can be negligence. Issue. Defense to intentional torts. Affirmative defenses. Rule. Point 1. Consent. Point 2. Protective privilege. Point 1. Self-defense. Point 2. Defense of others. Point 3. Defense of property. Point 3. Necessity plus. A. Entry upon land to remove chattel. B. Recapture of chattel. Issue. Point 1. Consent. Rule. Defense to all intentional torts. Availability of consent, legal capacity to consent is necessary. Child, drunk, insane, etc. cannot consent. Mistake caused by D. Fraud, coercion invalidates consent. Custom and usage infer implied consent. E.g., crowded trains, sports. D's reasonable interpretation of P's objective conduct infers implied consent. However, P's subjective thoughts are irrelevant. Exceeding scope of consent, liable of intentional torts. Issue. Point 2. Protective privileges. Rule. Point 1. Self-defense. Point 2. Defense of third party. Point 3. Defense of property. Availability of privileges, timing and accuracy. Timing, P's tort against D is imminent or in progress of commission. No revenge or retaliation. Accuracy, there must be a good faith, reasonable belief that D or other person is in danger. A reasonable mistake does not destroy privilege. Must use only proportionate force to the threat. Deadly force may be allowed in self-defense or defense of others cases, as long as threatened by death or serious bodily injury. Deadly force never allowed to protect property. Issue. Point 3. Necessity. Rule. Only defense in property torts. Public necessity, D interferes with someone else's property interest in an emergency situation to protect the community as a whole or some significant group of people. Absolute defense, need not pay any damages. Private necessity, D interferes with someone else's property interest in an emergency situation to protect an interest of his own. Safety, health, property. Limited. Qualified. Defense, no torts but must compensate for actual damages. No nominal or punitive damages as long as the emergency exists. D may remain on P's land. Issue. A. Entry upon land to remove chattel. Rule. If a chattel is located on the land of wrongdoer, the owner of the chattel may enter the land and reclaim the chattel at the reasonable time and in a reasonable manner. Issue. B. Recapture of chattel. Rule. D may use force to recapture a chattel only if the possession of it was obtained by P wrongfully and D is in hot pursuit of P. Issue. Defamation. Rule. Point 1. Defamatory statement. Point 2. Of or concerning the P. Point 3. Publication. 4. Causation. Point 5. Damages to P's reputation. Defamatory, tends to adversely affect someone's reputation. Allegation of fact that reflects negatively on character trait is defamatory. Mere insult or name calling is not defamatory. Reveal or communicate to other, only one will suffice. Statement of opinion can be defamatory if the listener would assume that the speaker has a factual basis for the opinion. P must be a live innocuous statement, generally cannot be defamatory, but can be defamatory if P proves innuendo and inducement by showing additional underlying facts. Defamed group, small group, every member can sue, large group, no one can sue. Of or concerning statement must be specifically identifies a particular P. Publication, revealed or communicated to a third person. Only one person is enough. Publication does not have to be intentional. Damages, damage is presumed. Not have to prove. In libel and slander per se, P must prove special damages. Pecuniary loss. In slander. Not slander per se, libel, defamatory statement in a permanent form. Letter, writing, record, film, etc. Slander, defamatory statement that is oral or spoken that disappears immediately after utterance. Slander per se, spoken defamatory statement that fits into one of following categories. 1. Statement that adversely affect P's ability in his business or profession. 2. Statement that P committed crime of moral turpitude. Any serious crime. 3. Statement that P is presently suffering loathsome disease. E.g., leprosy, venereal disease. Syphilis, gonorrhea, etc. 4. Statement imputing unchastity to a woman. Issue. Defense to defamation. Rule. 1. Consent. Express, implied, same as consent to intentional torts, complete defense. 2. Truth, complete defense, D has burden of proof, D's mistake is not a defense. 3. Privilege. Absolute privilege. If communication between spouses. B. Statement made in conducting of government affairs qualified privilege, need to meet 3 requirements. A. D is speaking socially useful context or purposes. B. Alleged defamatory portion must be relevant to that context or purpose. C. D speaks with good faith belief in accuracy of what he is saying. Issue. Constitutional defamation. Rule. 1. Defamatory statement. 2. Of or concerning the P. 3. Publication. 4. Causation. 1. To. 4. Same as defamation. 5. Falsity. 6. Fault. P must show that the statement is false. Reverse the burden of proof. Fault, if P is public figure or public official, P must show D's malice. With either knowledge of falsity or reckless disregard for truth. Public figure, when P becomes famous or P voluntarily assumes a central role in a public controversy, public concern, but private figure, P must show D's negligence for truth. Issue. Invasion of privacy. 1. Appropriation. 2. Intrusion on P's affairs or seclusion. 3. False light. 4. Disclosure. Issue. 1. Appropriation. Rule. 1. D uses P's name or picture. 2. For D's commercial advantage. 3. Without P's permission needs to use P's name or picture in advertising or promotion of product or service. Actual profit is not necessary. Mere economic benefit to the D or using P's name and picture in context of dissemination of information is not enough. Newsworthiness exception. Using P's picture in a cover of a magazine is not appropriation, if it is connected to communication of news. Issue. 2. Intrusion on P's affairs or seclusion. Rule. Invasion of P's privacy or solitude. Seclusion. In the way that would be objectionable to a reasonable person. Methods, eavesdropping device, spying, telescope peeping. Voyeurism. Need not be a physical invasion. Trespass is not necessary. Seclusion, a place where there is a reasonable expectation of privacy and not actionable, when no reasonable expectation. Issue. 3. False light. Rule. Widespread dissemination of a major misrepresentation that would be objectionable to a reasonable person, widespread, must be a group of individuals. One person is not enough. Not have to be intentional misrepresentation. Need not be defamatory if the published matter involves public interest, P must show malice. Issue. 4. Disclosure. Rule. Widespread dissemination of confidential information about P that would be objectionable to a reasonable person. Dissemination usually involves academic, medical, financial information. Newsworthiness exception, if the information is newsworthy, then not actionable. Equals not private facts, this exception is very broadly interpreted. If celebrity is involved, it is newsworthy per se. Dual life exception, if D carries information from one sphere to another, not actionable. Confidential, facts can be true, but must be genuinely confidential. The fact that P purchased land is not confidential. Record is available at public office. Issue. Defense to invasion of privacy. Rule. Consent. Expressed, implied, defense to all 4 types of privacy torts. Absolute qualified privilege, only defense to false light and disclosure, communication between spouses, governmental affairs, socially useful purpose. Issue. Intentional misrepresentation. Fraud, deceit. Rule. 1. Affirmative misrepresentation. 2. Scienter. 3. Intent to induce reliance. 4. Justifiable reliance. 5. Causation. 6. Damages as to. 1. D must make affirmative misrepresentation unless there is duty to disclose. Scienter, P must show that D knowingly or recklessly made the misrepresentation as to. 3. intent to induce a particular P is not necessary, D can be liable to a reasonably foreseeable relying third person as to. For, actual reliance by P is necessary as to point 5, anyone can rely on D's statement of fact as to point 5, P can rely on D's opinion if D has superior knowledge or skill about the subject matter as to point 6, P must show actual pecuniary loss. Issue. Negligent misrepresentation. Rule. Point 1. Commercial transaction or trade between merchants. Point 2. Misrepresentation made in professional or business capacity. Point 3. Breach of duty toward particular P. Point 4. Causation. Point 5. Justifiable reliance. Point 6. Damages. Issue. Interference with business relations. Rule. Point 1. Valid contractual relationship between P and third party or valid business expectancy of P. Point 2. D must be aware of that K or expectancy. Point 3. D intentionally induces the third party to terminate or breach the K or expectancy. Point 4. That third party actually terminates or breaches the K or expectancy privileges. Affirmative defense, certain parties have privilege not to be liable. Example, parent, lawyer, priest. A proper attempt to obtain business for D or protect D's interest is privileged. Issue. Theft of trade secrets. Rule. Point 1. There must be valid trade secret. Point 2. Taking the secret by improper means. Point 3. P must suffer economic damages. Valid trade secret, information that gives owner business advantage. Information cannot be generally known. Owner must make an effort to keep the information secret as to point 2, traitorous insider, industrial spy, etc. Negligence. Issue. Negligence. Prima facie case. Rule. To establish prima facie case of negligence, P must show point 1. Duty, point 2. Breach of duty, point 3. Causation, and point 4. Damages. Issue. Main issues of duty. Rule. Point 1. To whom does D owe a duty? Point 2. How much duty does D owe? Issue. Negligence, to whom does D owe a duty? Point 1. General issues. Rule. D owes a duty to foreseeable plaintiff. A people in the zone of danger. Generally, foreseeable PS are those who are relatively close. Exceptions. Rescuer, always foreseeable fetuses. Point 1. Tort committed against pregnant woman, and the child is born alive but injured, the fetus has a separate cause of action. 2. Wrongful birth. If a doctor misdiagnoses and a child is born with a defect, mother can recover. A. Unwanted labor. Medical expenses, pain and suffering. B. Additional expenses to care for the defective child, and C. Damages for emotional distress. Point 3. Wrongful pregnancy. If a doctor fails to perform a contraceptive procedure and a child is born healthy, mother can recover. A. Unwanted labor and B. Damage for emotional distress, but no expenses to raise the child. Second plaintiff, point 1. Cardozo's view, second P may recover only if she establishes a reasonable person would have foreseen a risk of injury to her in point 2. Andrew's view, if D breaches his duty to first P, and as a result injures second P may recover from D. Issue. Point 2. Duty, how much care, point 1. Standard. Rule. D must act with the degree of care that a reasonably prudent person would exercise under the similar circumstances. How much care? Depends on the circumstances. Reasonably prudent person, a hypothetical person who is always careful. Objective standard, generally, D's subjective matters are irrelevant. Exceptions. If D possesses superior knowledge, skills or intelligence, the standard is reasonably prudent person with such superior knowledge, skill or intelligence. Physical characteristics. Reasonably prudent person with such physical characteristics would exercise under the circumstances. Issue. 2. Duty, how much care, point 2. Special categories, children. Rule. Children under age of 4, incapable of negligence. Children under age of 18, the standard is the degree of care that a child of like age, experience, and intelligence would exercise under similar circumstances. Adult activity exception, if the child is engaged in an adult activity. Operating a motorized vehicle, airplane, etc., the standard is reasonably prudent person. Adult. Under the circumstances. Same as adult standard. Issue. 2. Duty, how much care? Point 2. Special categories, professionals.rule. Professionals, anyone who has specialized skills or training in providing services standard, the degree of care that an average member of that profession practicing in the similar community, need to compare D with real people, always needs expert witness. Locality rule, doctors in urban area should be compared with other doctors in urban area, equals similar community. Not with doctors in small cities. Doctrine of informed consent, a doctor has a duty to disclose to the patient the risk of proposed treatment. Exception. Commonly known risks the patient declines to hear. P is incompetent. Doctor concludes the disclosure would be harmful to P. P would have consented anyway. Issue. Point 2. Duty, how much care. Point 2. Special categories, owners and occupiers of land. Rule. Person in lawful possession of land. Owner. And lawful occupant of the land. Occupier. Oh, special duty to those who come on the land and are injured by dangerous condition, undiscovered trespasser. Someone with no legal right on the land and whose presence the owner does not know about, no duty. However, vicarious liability, intentional tort may apply. Discovered trespasser, someone with no legal right on the land, but whose presence the owner knows or should reasonably anticipate, reasonable prudence under the circumstances, owes duty to protect discovered trespasser only from man-made known death traps. Or condition. Dash, man-made known death traps are point 1. The condition artificially made, point 2. Highly dangerous, point 3. Concealed from the trespasser. 4. Were actually known to the owner, licensees, those who comes on the land usually for their own purposes, with owner's permission. Social guests, etc., owner must protect licensees from the conditions that are 1. Concealed from the licensee and point 2. Known to the owner, known hidden traps, invitee, business entrance, customers. Intent to buy is irrelevant. Or visitors for purpose of which the land is open to the public. Airport, mall, station, etc. Owner must protect invitees from the conditions that are point 1. Concealed from the invitees and 2. The owner knows or should have known the condition. Knowable hidden traps, when invitee exceeds the scope of invitation, she loses her invitee status and becomes either licensee or trespasser. Firefighters, police officers, never recover for injuries that are inherent risk of their job. Children trespasser. Attractive nuisance doctrine. Owners must exercise degree of care reasonably prudent under the circumstances to protect child trespassers from artificially dangerous condition regardless of the child trespasser's legal status to claim attractive nuisance doctrine. P must show. Artificial dangerous condition is present on land. The owner knows or should have known that children frequently near the dangerous condition. The condition is dangerous because of the child's inability to appreciate the risk. Expense of remedying the condition is slight, compared with the magnitude of risk. Owner can discharge his duty by fix or repair the condition or give a warning. Issue. Point 2. Duty, how much care. Point 3. Statutory standard of care, negligent per se. Rule. Negligent per se, when an applicable statute sets out the specific duty, that duty may replace the general common law duty of care, and violation of the statute constitutes a conclusive presumption of duty and breach of duty. Even if D complied with the statute, he may still be found negligent by the general duty of care. However, compliance of statute may be evidence that D did not breach the duty to establish D's negligent per se. P must show, P falls within class of persons the statute seeks to protect. The accident is the type of risk. Class of risk. The statute seeks to prevent exception. Even if above test is met, statutory violation cannot be negligent per se. 1.1. Compliance of the statute was more dangerous than violation of the statute. Point 2. Compliance was impossible under the circumstances. Issue. Point 2. Duty, how much care. Point 4. Affirmative duty to act or rescue. Rule. General rule, no legal duty to act or rescue. Affirmatively exception, the person who created the P's peril, then duty to rescue. Pre-existing relationship between the parties. 1. Family. Point 2. Common carrier to passenger or innkeeper to guest. Point 3. Land assumption of duty, rescuer who volunteers to rescue must rescue reasonably. If D falls into exceptions, D has the duty to act reasonably under the circumstances. However, D does not have to put himself in danger. Issue. Point 2. Duty, how much care. Point 5. Negligent infliction of emotional distress. Rule. Basic rule, If P sustains physical injury by D's negligence, P may recover from D for emotional distress caused by the physical injury. Generally, P cannot recover emotional distress without physical injury exception, when P can show 1. D's breach of some other duty of care. D behaved negligently, point 2. P was in zone of physical danger, point 3. P's emotional distress resulted in P's physical injury, element of 3, is required to prevent fraud, so mere objectively verifiable condition is enough. Its negligence s great likelihood of P's severe emotional distress. Example, mishandling relative's corpse. Excuses element of 3, physical injury bystander rule, even not within the zone of danger, P may recover if point 1. D injured a person closely related to P, point 2. P was physically present at the scene of injury, point 3. P personally observed or perceived the event, and point 4. P's emotional distress resulted in P's physical injury. Issue. Point 3. Breach of duty. Rule. General rule, P needs to point out. Provide. D's particular faulty conduct proving methods, violation of statute and negligent per se evidence of usage or custom. However, this method is not conclusive. Doctrine of residential ipsa loquitur, P, who cannot prove precisely D's breach, can avoid dismissal if P can show point 1. The event is of the type that does not ordinarily occur without the negligence. 2. This type of accident ordinarily occurs because of the negligence of someone in D's position, point 3. P was not at fault regarding his injury, element of point 2. Can be established by showing that D had exclusive control over the instrument that caused the accident. Issue. Point 4. Causation. Rule. P must prove both, point 1. Factual causation, logical connection between D's bad behavior and P's damages, point 2. Proximate. Legal. Causation, liability must be fair under the circumstances. Issue. Point 4. Causation, point 1. Factual causation. Rule. But 4, test, whether but for D's negligence, P would not have been injured. Issues of multiple DS, multiple negligent D with joint causes. Concurrent causes, substantial factor test, was each D's negligence substantial factor in causing P's harm? If so, every D who has substantial factor will be jointly and severally liable. Multiple negligent D with uncertain cause, shifting the burden of proving causation to DS, if DS cannot exonerate themselves, they will be jointly and severally liable. Issue. Point 4. Causation. Point 2. Legal causation. Proximate causation. Rule. Basic principle, test of foreseeability, D is always liable for a foreseeable result, D is always excused from an unforeseeable harm. Direct cause case equals nothing happened in between D's act and P's damage. Simple foreseeable test, always fair unless totally bizarre case. Indirect cause case equals third person does something between D's act and P's damage. Test whether the intervening force is foreseeable, if so, D is liable for everything happened to P, if not, D's liability is cut off. Superseding intervening force. In an intentional tort case, unforeseeable intervening force does not break the proximate causation between D's conduct and P's injury, for intervening forces are foreseeable as a matter of law, D is liable for everything happened to P as a result of the intervening force. Intervening medical malpractice, intervening negligent rescue, intervening reaction or protection forces, intervening subsequent disease or accident, intervening criminal conduct generally unforeseeable unless D original conduct increases the risk of intervening criminal force. Issue. Point 5. Damages. Rule. Eggshell skull doctrine, when D has committed all other elements of torts, D is liable for all damages suffered by P even if the damages are surprising in scope. Even unpredictable or unforeseeable. There will be punitive damages if D is intentional, reckless or willful or wanton. Avoidable consequence rule, P has a duty to take reasonable steps to mitigate damages. Collateral source rule, damages are not reduced merely because P received benefits from other sources, e.g., health insurance. Issue. Point 6. Affirmative defenses. Rule. Point 1. Contributory negligence. Point 2. Assumption of risk. Point 3. Comparative negligence. These three defenses are only for negligence, not a defense for intentional torts. Pure comparative negligence is the default rule. Issue. Point 6. Affirmative defenses. Point 1. Contributory negligence.rule. Failure of P to exercise a relevant degree of care for his own safety will absolutely bar the right to recover minority rule. Traditional common law defense: the degree of care depends on the case, usually the reasonable prudence standard applies, unless P is a child, violates a statute, etc. Exception, last clear chance rule. Even P was negligent, D with the last clear chance to avoid the accident and fails to do so is liable for negligence. Issue. Point 6. Affirmative defenses. Point 2. Assumption of risk. Rule. P is absolutely barred of recovery if point 1. P knew and appreciated the particular risk, and 2. P encountered the risk of voluntarily minority rule. Traditional common law defense D must show P had an alternative not to encounter the risk if P acted in emergency. His act is not voluntary. Engaging in rescue is never assumption of risk in negligent per se case. Protected class by the statute cannot assume the risk. Exculpatory clause in K. Express assumption of risk is generally enforceable, but that eliminates intentional tort liability is not. Issue. Point 6. Affirmative defenses. Point 3. Comparative negligence. Rule. Failure of P to exercise a relevant degree of care for his own safety reduces of recovery, but not absolutely bar majority rule. Pure comparative negligence, P always recovers some amount of money, even if his fault was greater. The jury decides the percentage of fault. Modified partial comparative negligence, P will recover reduced amount up to the point P is 50% responsible for his injury. If P is more than 50% responsible, he gets nothing. Strict liability. Issue. Point 1. Strict liability for animals. Rule. Domesticated animals. E.g., dog, no strict liability for injury caused by D's domesticated animals unless D knows of their vicious propensity or knows that they would do damage. D is strictly liable if D knows his dog has previously bitten someone. Even a dog gets one free bite. Rule. D may be liable by negligence even if not strictly liable. Wild animal, always strict liability on owner, no matter what the circumstances. Amount of care D exercised is irrelevant even if animal is tamed. Equals not so dangerous. Still strictly liable, however, P's injury must arise from the dangerous propensity of wild animal, example, direct attack, shocked by seeing, injury while escaping, etc. Issue. Point 2. Strict liability, ultra-hazardous activities. If D engages in an ultra-hazardous activity that causes P's injury, which is of the kind that we worried about in the first place, D is strictly liable. How much precautions D made is irrelevant. Ultra-hazardous activity is 1. An activity that imposes severe risk of harm. 2. That cannot be made safe, and point 3. That is uncommon in the community defense. Comparative negligence. Majority rule, P's negligence will reduce the amount of recovery. Minority rule, contributory negligence is not applicable, only assumption of risk for strict liability. Issue. Point 3. Strict liability for products. Rule. Point 1. D must be a commercial supplier. Merchant. In type of goods in question. Point 2. The product which injured P is defective and was sold or put in stream of commerce by D. Point 3. Causation. Point 4. Damages. No strict liability claim against casual seller. Non-merchant. Service provider is not commercial supplier. Commercial lessor is merchant. No requirement of privity of K in product liability cases. P can sue anyone in a distribution chain and P does not have to be the buyer. Any foreseeable P, even bystander, may sue. Two kinds of defect. Point 1. Manufacturing defect. The product is dangerous beyond the expectation of ordinary consumer because of its departure from the intended design. The degree of care exercised in manufacturing is irrelevant. 2. Design defect. A less dangerous modification or alternative was economically feasible. If there is no way to reduce the danger without seriously impairing the function of the product, or the alternative is unduly expensive, the alternative is not economically feasible. Inadequate warning. Design defect. A product must have clear and complete warning of any dangers that may not be apparent to users. Warning must be understandable and prominent. The defect must have existed at the time of the product left D's hands. If the product moved in ordinary chain of distribution, the timing is presumed. P must be injured by a foreseeable use of the product, including wide variety of misuses. Both factual and proximate causation are required. P may recover for personal injury and property damages caused by the defect. Only economic loss. E.g., machine does not work. Not recoverable, this loss should be recovered by breach of warranty of UCC. Defense, comparative negligence. Majority, contributory negligence not applicable, only assumption of risk. Minority, miscellaneous issues. Issue, negligence liability for products. Rule, prima facie case, point 1. Duty point 2. Breach of duty point 3. Factual and proximate causation point 4. Damages duty, a dealer who buys a product from reputable supplier or manufacturer need to make only a cursory inspection of the product. Damages, only economic loss, not recoverable. Breach of warranty of UCC, run with goods, no privity of K required. Issue, nuisance. Rule, point 1. Public nuisance, an act that unreasonably interferes with the health, safety, or property rights of the community. P can recover only when P suffered unique damage different from the harm to the community as a whole. 2. Private nuisance, substantial and unreasonable interference with P's use and enjoyment of land, substantial interference, offensive, inconvenient, or annoying to average person in the community. Hypersensitivity or specialized use of P is irrelevant. Unreasonable interference, injury outweighs the utility of D's conduct. Solution, reasonableness and balancing. Not prior tempore podia uer equals not first comer wins. Issue, vicarious liability. Point 1. General issues. Rule, when there is a relationship between passive tortfeasor and active tortfeasor, the passive tortfeasor may be liable for active tortfeasor's tort liability. Four types of relationship: employer-employee, partnership, relationship, respondeat superior, hiring party, individual contractor relationship, automobile owner, automobile driver relationship, parent-children relationship. Issue, vicarious liability. Point 2. Employer-employee relationship. Rule, an employer is liable for employees' torts conducted within the scope of the employment, dash, frolic, major departure from the course of employment, not within the scope, dash, detour, minor departure from the course of employment. Within the scope, these are measured by time and geographic area. Intentional tort of the employee is generally out of the scope. Exceptions. 1. When the use of physical force is authorized in the employment or is the part of job. Example, security guard. Point 2. When the job naturally generates friction. E.g., debt collector. Point 3. When the tortuous act directly serves employer's interest. Truck driver's conversion of gas. Employer may indemnify from employee. This rule is also applicable to joint ventures, partnerships. Issue, vicarious liability. Point 3. Hiring party, independent contractor relationship. Rule, generally, hiring party is not vicariously liable for independent contractors. Tort exceptions. Point 1. When the independent contractor engaged in inherently dangerous activity. 2. When the hiring party has the duty that is non-delegable on public policy grounds. Example, duties of landowner, common carrier. Point 3. When a customer reasonably believes that the service is rendered by employee. Actually independent contractor. Negligent hiring, if the hiring party is negligent in selecting an independent contractor, the hiring party is liable for negligence. However, this is not vicarious liability. Issue, vicarious liability. Point 4. Automobile owner, driver relationship. Rule, generally, an owner of an automobile is not vicariously liable for torts of drivers if the driver is an agent of the owner. This relationship is general principal agent relationship and owner may be vicariously liable. Family car doctrine. Minority, owner will be liable for torts of family members expressly or implicitly permitted of driving by the owner. Permissive use doctrine. Minority, owner is vicariously liable for tort of anyone who drives owner's car with his permission. Negligent entrustment, example, negligent to give automobile keys to a drunken driver, this is not vicarious liability. Issue, joint tortfeasor. Rule, if two or more D's tortious acts combine to cause P's indivisible injury, each tortfeasor is jointly and severally liable for P's injury. Each tortfeasor is liable for the full amount of damages. P may sue any D and recover entire damage contribution. A joint tortfeasor who paid more than his share of damages may seek contribution from other joint tortfeasors. Comparative contribution. Majority, each joint tortfeasor is assessed his degree of fault and contribution is imposed in proportion to the relative fault of the joint tortfeasor. Equal shares. Traditional common law, minority, Each joint tortfeasor must pay equal shares regardless of their degrees of fault. Intentional tortfeasors may not seek contribution from other joint tortfeasors' indemnity. One tortfeasor who paid the entire damages to P may shift the entire loss to another tortfeasor. 1. Vicarious liability case. A passive tortfeasor may seek indemnification from the active tortfeasor. 2. Strict liability case. The supplier of a product who was held strictly liable to P may seek indemnification from any previous supplier in the distribution chain. Issue. Survival and wrongful death. Rule. Tort claims survive the death of victim. Wrongful death. If D's tortuous act result in death of victim, the representative of victim's estate or victim's family may bring a wrongful death action against D. D can assert any defense that D could have asserted against the decedent. P may only recover pecuniary injury resulting from the decedent's death. Loss of support, loss of consortium. Loss of consortium, P may recover damages for loss of consortium by death of P's spouse, including loss of service, loss of society, and loss of sex. Issue. Tort immunities. Rule. Government immunity. When government or its agents are engaged in traditional government function involving the use of discretion, they are immune from tort liability. Example, P cannot sue state for a police officer's negligence. When government acts in proprietary capacity, e.g., a business function, the government may be liable for torts. Intrafamily tort immunity. This rule is abandoned in majority charitable immunity. This rule is abolished in most of states. Addition torts or issues from essay questions. Issue. Malicious prosecution. Rule. To establish prima facie case for malicious prosecution, the P must show. 1. Institution of criminal proceedings against the P. 2. Termination favorable to P. 3. Absence of probable cause for prosecution. 4. Improper purpose of D, and 5. Damages. Issue. Abuse of process. Rule. P must show. 1. Wrongful use of the process for an ulterior purpose, and 2. Some definite act or threat against P to accomplish the ulterior purpose, e.g., threatening to call police without legal basis and was motivated by D's desire to exclude P from store. Issue. Privilege of arrest. Rule. D may attempt to assert the privilege of arrest. A misdemeanor arrest without warrant is privileged only if the misdemeanor was a breach of peace and was committed in the presence of the arresting party. Issue. Minor incompetent defense. Rule. D may claim that she is incapable of committing an intentional tort. However, under the majority view, both minors and incompetents are liable for their intentional torts. Therefore, issue. Implied warranty. Rule. There is an implied warranty that goods are merchantable and are generally fit for the particular purposes for which such goods are used. Vertical privity is no longer required. Causation, damages. Personal injury, property damages, and purely economic loss are recoverable. Are necessary. Issue. Representation theories. Rule. An express warranty arises where a seller or supplier makes any affirmation of fact or promise to the buyer relating to the goods that becomes part of the basis of the bargain. Causation, damages, same as implied warranty. Liability for misrepresentation arises when a representation by the seller about a product induces reliance by the buyer. Issue. Defense to defamation, judicial proceedings. Rule. All statements made by counsel in judicial proceedings are absolutely privileged.